2127 Roger and Louise Wilbrandt, south of Route 54, east of Pintail Drive, being Lot 42, Block 1, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Place your hand on the Bible. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My situation is that originally on my lot I had a single wide home, and the shed I had plenty of room for it. I just recently built a stick-built house, and now the only place I have room is on the rear side of the house. The rear of the house is 21 feet from the road surface, but 16 feet from the property line. My shed sits 1 foot off of the wall of the house and is 8 feet wide, so I have 7 feet to the property line. And I'm requesting a variance to the 10-foot requirement.
10 yards. Okay. Okay, looks like it's in the place again. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
That's it?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in opposition.
Okay, do you want to just read?
It's from Robert and Kathleen Miller. Mm-hmm. They just feel that we vote no to this variance for several reasons. Let me keep reading. First, if this is given to one property owner, there will be certainly many more requests for the same. Second, building closer to the bulkhead will restrict the view down the canal for surrounding neighbors. And thirdly, building closer to the bulkhead may compromise the integrity of the bulkhead itself.
They have a lot.
Are there in opposition?
What was the rec?
What was your lot number?
They are. They didn't have a lot number here, but they're 37049 Mallard Drive. And it's Robert and Kathleen Miller.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10127. I don't think it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. We've given several variances like that in the development. I don't think it will adversely affect adjacent or neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10127. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.